T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he's the author of Smart Baseball, the story behind the old stats that are ruining the game, the new ones that are running it, and the right way to think about baseball. A very interesting read, and he is Keith Law. Keith, thanks for a few minutes. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. What are the old stats that are ruining the game of baseball, in your opinion? Let's make it real simple for the folks that are listening.
Sure. Well, I'll start with the one that I think has done the most ruination, and that would be saves. Which, it was a stat that didn't even exist until the late 60s. It was invented by a sports writer with arbitrary criteria behind it. And since then, we've seen it change the way relief pitchers are used, bullpens are built, rosters are constructed, and players are compensated. And I don't think there's ever been a stat in history, regardless of when it was invented, that has done as much damage to the game as a whole. That's a stat, if we just got rid of it tomorrow, everybody would be better off, from players to managers to front offices. And I list other examples that I think don't tell us a good story, have done some harm to the way that we use players, but nothing has done as much damage as the save rule.
You know, Keith, this is Tim. Handling Brewers postgame for now 12 years, I can think back to 2006 when I started this thing. And I was fighting this on-base percentage thing at that time. I'm like, you know, I did what everyone else did. I flipped the baseball card over. I looked right at batting average. That's the first thing I looked at. And so then over the years, I morphed into, on-base makes sense. Now I'm making the transition to the OPS, and I think that's a pretty vital stat as well. What is the best stat that a general manager should or does look at?
So every team, I ask this question of general managers, presidents, analytics directors, how do you value a player? Because ultimately that's what this is about, right? If you're a general manager, if you're David Stearns, you're trying to figure out, all right, how much do I pay this free agent? Well, you go to your analytics guys and you say, what's he worth? What's he worth in extra wins to our team?
Yeah.
And you've probably heard wins above replacement, which is more of a concept than a single stat. And I try to explain that a lot, a whole chapter on its own. It's the idea that you figure out everything a player does on the field, and you add up all those values. Every team's going to do it its own way. They all told me we have our proprietary formulas for player value. Yeah, you know what? You don't have to get it all to the third decimal place to be a good baseball fan. If you want to just follow along, you can look at wins above replacement on Fangraphs or on Baseball Reference, and you can look at the individual components. You can look at the batting runs, which is just an attempt to figure out all the hits, all the walks, and all the outs that hitter made over the course of the season. How many runs was that worth? Above average, below average, to his team. I'm trying to educate the fan, just this is how teams are thinking about players. You don't have to get everything precise. You just got to understand the philosophy, and then you can choose which of these stats you want to spend time looking at when you're evaluating a player for yourself.
Do you think there is somewhat of a revolution happening in baseball now, both in the way we look at it statistically, like you talk about in the book, Keith, And then some of the cultural things that we look at in baseball and some of the unwritten rules that generations past have tried to enforce? It doesn't seem like the new generation and the younger players are necessarily trying to follow those unwritten rules. Would you call it a baseball revolution that's happening right now in a number of ways?
I think the statistical revolution has already happened. And now we're sort of moving into an evolution phase where there will continue to be changes, and teams are still researching things. They've got StatCast data now. They're hiring armies of analysts with master's degrees and PhDs to store it and evaluate it for them. So there will still be new insights, and we'll still keep learning about this game. But the biggest revolution there is over. The second thing you're talking about, I think, is cultural, very literally, and that the game is as global as ever. We're seeing as many players. We're seeing players come from all over the world. Today, the Pirates just called up a player who is the first major leaguer ever born on the continent of Africa. I'm not saying we're going to get 50 African big leaguers in the next couple of years, but it does speak to the fact that we're drawing from more sources, That means people are coming into the game with different traditions, different ideas of how to behave on the field. And I think that the sport as a whole is becoming increasingly open to those people who come in with a different idea and is willing to accept those differences as part of what makes the sport great.
Is the fan base, embracing all these numbers? I had Brian Kenny on from MLB Network some time ago, and you know, quite frankly, I watched some of that stuff, and it makes my head spin. It just does. There's so many numbers out there, Keith, that, you know, is that good or bad for the game? I get internally the general managers, the sabermetrics guy, the analytics department, all of that. I understand that that's helpful to those guys. But to the fan base, it may be a little convoluted for these guys.
And I don't go into a lot of mathematical detail in the book by design. I wanted this to explain concepts without giving formulas. You don't need them. I'm not expecting any fan to be sitting at a game. You want to keep score, that's great. I don't expect you to be sitting down and calculating somebody's UZR after every play. You don't need to do that to understand the game. But if you want to have a discussion with friends about, all right, why did they make this trade? Why is this player better than that player? I make arguments in the book about Lou Whitaker should have been a Hall of Famer, but I won't vote for Omar Vizquel when he gets to the ballot. And that's where you might want to spend more time with some of those stats. You don't need to know how to calculate them, but you need to know what they mean to have a reasonable discussion, no matter what side you're on, about different players' values. And so I tried to keep it very much about a philosophy, a way of thinking, and not spend a lot of time on the math.
Is there a stat that's going to be sort of the next big thing among sabermetricians and people who are embracing these new statistics that you talk about in the book? Is there one that we're not talking about right now that you think is going to be the new buzzword for baseball fans in the near future?
There's a chapter in Section 2 of Smart Baseball where I talk about two stats that kind of go hand in hand. They measure basically the same thing. One is weighted on base average, WOBA. Another one is weighted runs created, WRC. I use their acronyms in the title, but that's what they stand for. Those are attempts to make a stat that, in the case of WOBA, it looks like batting average, but it includes everything. We're trying to get all of the hitter's value into one rate stat that is usually, for most hitters, going to be somewhere between 280 and 400 or so. So it's a comfortable scale, especially I'm 43 years old. Like you, one of you said earlier, I had baseball cards. I looked at the back and I looked at the batting average. That still feels right to me. So to look at weighted on base average and see a familiar scale, but to understand it's including all of the things that matter from a hitter's production and weights them correctly for the run scoring environment we're in today, that makes sense. And weighted runs created tries to do the same thing, but just scales it so that average is 100. So above 100 is above average. Below 100 is obviously below average. Those stats tell quite a bit of a story of just a quick value of a hitter with a lot of accuracy that we weren't getting from older stats that are still great. I look at on-base percentage. I still look at slugging. But they don't have the same kind of precision.
That is Keith
Law. That's good that he's keeping it simple.
And that's what I was just going to say. He's the author of Smart Baseball, and he really makes some of these – new age statistics, and I say that with air quotes, simple for everyone to digest and sort of move us all in the same direction in terms of how we watch baseball, how we rate baseball players, etc. It's an interesting read. I'm making my way through it right now, Keith, and I do appreciate a few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show, and you can also check out his work at ESPN.com.
Well, Rami, if I could, Keith, if I could have one of our other guys get in touch, I'd love to have you on the postgame show, do a little more in-depth. Is that cool?
Sure thing.
All right, great.
Absolutely.
Let me put you on hold, great. Keith. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's Keith Law, and he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to take the next step towards your new home.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.